From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Thursday, January 5th, 2016. I'm Philip Grant. The Daily Mail is reporting that Catskill Police Department is warning of a scam involving the rental of area homes. Police say people pretending to be property owners use websites such as Craigslist to swindle potential renters. People are told to wire money through Western Union or prepaid cards before meeting the owner. Often the properties listed are not for rent or simply do not exist. Catskill Police Department has received two complaints during the last 3 months from residents who attempted to rent properties in Catskill and Florida and were asked to deposit money into accounts through Craigslist. Police Chief David Darling said, and I quote, "They are renting parcels of property they don't even own. People should be very aware with transactions over the internet," end quote. Police recommended people research potential rental properties and the owner carefully in advance of any financial transaction. Darling recommends enlisting the services of a certified real estate agent or making reservations for a property through a verified website. No arrests have been made to date in connection with the two incidents reported by Darling. You can read that full story in the Daily Mail. The Daily Freeman is reporting that the American Red Cross has issued an emergency call for blood donors due to a severe winter blood shortage. The Red Cross is extending hours at many donation sites for more donors to give blood or platelets. Overall, the Red Cross has added nearly 200 hours to blood donation centers and community blood drives across the country over the next few weeks. The Red Cross will sponsor blood drives at the following locations during the coming weeks: the Germantown Schools on Main Street on Thursday, January the 12th, the Catskill United Methodist Church on Woodward Avenue on Saturday, January the 14th, and at the Hudson Elks Lodge on Harry Howard Avenue on Thursday, February the 2nd. More information is available at redcrossblood.org. Eric Anderson is reporting in the Times Union that the number of people moving out of New York outnumber arrivals by nearly 2-1, according to the 2016 National Movers Study by United Van Lines. Almost two-thirds of the moves involving New York households were outbound, a higher proportion than any other state except New Jersey and Illinois. The study also found that roughly 59% of the moves within the eastern United States were outbound. Most of those households are moving to the western states and the Carolinas. The only exception was Vermont, which ranked second on the list of states with the highest proportion of inbound moves at 67%. South Dakota had the highest share of inbound moves nationwide at 68%. You can read that full story in the Times Union. Dan Goldberg is reporting at Politico New York that the Cuomo administration on January the 4th released information indicating that the state would be significantly worse off than it was 5 years ago if the Affordable Care Act is repealed without a replacement plan. The uninsured rate was approximately 10% in 2013 before the law was implemented and is now close to 5%. That rate could climb to as high as 15% if the law is revoked, officials said. The individual insurance market would be destroyed and the Medicaid program would be upended. New York would lose roughly $1 billion in federal subsidies and could have to spend as much as $5 billion if the Cuomo administration chose to cover Medicaid recipients who lost their insurance. The greatest impact for New York would be in the Medicaid program, where as many as 1.9 million people could lose their health insurance. The estimates released on Wednesday are based on the reconciliation bill Congress passed last year and President Barack Obama vetoed. Estimating the impact without knowing exactly what the Republicans plan to do is, and I quote, "challenging," end quote, said Jason Helgerson, the state's Medicaid director. Leading Republicans, including President-elect Donald Trump, have promised a replacement plan, though none has yet been agreed upon. You can read that full story at Politico New York. Peter Aaron reports in Chronogram that Rich Conaty, a Hudson resident and for 45 years the host of New York area radio program The Big Broadcast, died at 63 years old, a victim of cancer. Conaty played jazz and pop music of the 1920s and 1930s on the WFUV show for nearly half a century. You can read that full story in Chronogram. Rick Collin reports in Capital Confidential that the 27th People's State of the State speech went on as usual January 3rd in Albany, with several dozen anti-poverty, social, and labor activists gathered in front of the state capitol. GOP Congress wants to do away with Obamacare, which activists say could put a huge financial dent into New York's Medicaid program. Other concerns centered on Trump's choice of a climate change skeptic to head the EPA and a businessman who has opposed minimum wage increases as labor secretary. Sarah Nicoli, executive director of the Labor Religion Coalition of New York State, said, and I quote, "New York has the opportunity to serve as a beacon and a sanctuary for the people of the nation facing troubling times." Mark Dunley of the Green Education and Legal Fund added, and I quote, "The poor are the ones most harmed by climate change," end quote. One of the main in-state battles that advocates may face this year centers on whether the millionaire tax will expire at the end of the year or be extended, said Ron Deutsch, executive director of the labor-backed Fiscal Policy Institute. The tax, which applies to families with incomes above $2 million, is set to drop from 8.82% to the regular top state rate of 6.85%. But many advocates, as well as Assembly Democrats, want to keep it in place rather than forego what they say would be a $3.7 billion revenue loss to the state. There were several allusions to the current state of affairs during the approximately 45-minute gathering, including a closing prayer by Peter Cook, executive director of the State Council of Churches. He urged participants not to get distracted by tweets or, and I quote, "fake news," end quote, both of which loomed large in the most recent elections. Mark Emanishan of the Capital District Area Labor Federation spoke of striking and locked out union workers at two area factories, Momentum in Waterford and Honeywell in Green Island, where disputes over issues such as health care coverage and pensions have dragged on for months. He added, and I quote, "This is going to be a hell of a year," end quote. Participants included the Hunger Action Network, Focus Churches, Reformed Jewish Voice of New York State, Campaign for New York Health, Alliance for Quality Education, Strong Economy for All, Sisters of St. Joseph, St. Vincent de Paul, as well as the Faith and Hunger Network and Episcopal Public Policy Network. You can read that full story in Capital Confidential. David Giambuso reports at Politico New York that Con Edison is getting criticism over a proposal to make more solar power available for low-income customers. The state's private generators, represented by the trade group Independent Power Producers of New York, argue Con Ed's plan would curb free market solar generation. IPPNY President Gavin Donahue wrote in comments submitted to the state on January the 3rd, and I quote, "Energy services should be provided cost-effectively by private developers on a competitive basis rather than by transmission and distribution utilities through rate of return regulation," end quote. Independent contractors chosen by the utility would create 3 megawatts of solar on Con Edison property, eventually transferring ownership of the solar assets to Con Ed. The power company thinks the program is benign. Spokesman Alan Drury said, and I quote, "We designed our program to ensure that no customer will pay more for participating. If power prices decrease, customers will benefit from that drop," end quote. You can read that full story in Politico New York. Jimmy Vilken reports in Politico New York that as the legislature returns for the new session in Albany on January the 4th, this year Republicans have more women in the state Senate than Democrats. While the Democrats played around forming the Women's Equality Party, Republicans elected Elaine Phillips and Pat Helming. Democrats also faced the retirement of Democratic Senator Ruth Hassel Thompson and the decision of Senator Marisol Alcantara to caucus with the chamber's Independent Democratic Conference and the Republicans. Senator Kathy Young, an Olean Republican, said, and I quote, "The war on women is a bogus, contrived, and ridiculous political stunt. Our conference has led the way on so many women's issues that positively affect the lives of women and those that we love," end quote. You can read that full story in Politico New York. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting increasing clouds today with a temperature high near 31 degrees. Thursday night, a chance of snow showers, mainly after 11 p.m. It will be cloudy with a low around 19. The forecast for the next 2 days, well, on Friday, a chance of snow showers mainly before 10 a.m., cloudy, then gradually becoming mostly sunny with a temperature high near 27 degrees. Friday night, partly cloudy with a low around 9 degrees. And on Saturday, mostly sunny with a high near 25 degrees. Saturday night, partly cloudy with a low around 12. Sun rose this morning at 7:24 a.m., and the sun will set at 4:38 p.m. That will give us 9 hours and 14 minutes of daylight, 1 minute more than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXE Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Thursday, the 5th day of January, 2017. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.